divine. I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door.
People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize that people need the Lord?
Hello, my name is Ron Bainbridge, and on behalf of the A Better Life Ministries team, I welcome you to another program of Discovering a Better Life. Last week, I talked about how to experience courageous everyday life by escaping the security traps that confront each of us from time to time. Today, I want to encourage you to make your love strong in the broken places of your life. I wonder how many of you who are listening today have a relationship that isn't working. How many of you have had an affair? How many of you have tension in your home between husband and wife, or between parents and children, or between friends? Friends, intimate relationships can be more painful than any others because you feel that you can be yourself with intimates. You can let down your guard. You expect to be accepted, even though with everyone else, all day long, you've had to be on guard. So what I'd like you to do right now in your mind is to pick up a great big live crayfish, hold him at some distance from your face, but look him in the eyes. Now think about it. In what way is this crayfish like your relationships? Feel that hard shell. It's like the walls you sometimes erect around yourself to protect you from others. Look at those flailing pincers. With one he can be cutting, with the other he can be crushing. Watch that powerful tail. It's designed for backing away from trouble. Well, like the crayfish, you and I build walls. We fight, we run away. It's a story of relationships. Friends, has there ever been a time in your life when you have said, I wish I had just one good relationship that I never had to worry about? Have you ever thought that? Well, each of us has experienced one such relationship, and only one. It was with your mother in the womb for about 9 months. Since then, you've had to struggle with every relationship in your life. The truth is, life is a struggle where people get hurt. And as you live your life, you'll be wounded along the way. But today, I want to share with you some ways you can minimize the damage, to bend without breaking, to suffer pain without shattering, to become stronger and wiser because of your wounds. So I invite you to come with me on this journey that will help to make your love strong in the broken places. Some years ago, my oldest son, Dwayne, worked for a crayfish exporting company. One day, while visiting with him at his place of work, I watched with fascination as a number of crayfish in a holding tank battled each other with their long flailing pincers. Somehow it reminded me of being in a marriage counseling session. Why was it that these battling crayfish reminded me so much of a human relationship? Well, let's begin considering the crayfish for a moment. One of his pincers is short, hard, vice-like, made for crushing. The other is long, serrated, and made for cutting and tearing. He's got a hard, tough shell on the outside, and he has a powerful tail which he uses to propel himself away. So many of us are like crayfish in the way we relate to each other, even the people we're closest to. Sometimes we develop a hard shell to protect ourselves, and we have ways of attacking that cut and crush. We also have ways of running away and hiding. You and I build walls. We fight. We run away. It's a story of relationships. The hard shell and the crayfish is there because he's jelly-like on the inside. On the other hand, we're soft on the outside because our toughness is on the inside. We have a hard skeletal structure inside of us, and we've got muscles that are made for action. But on the outside, we've got skin that's sensitive to the touch. In a unique way, we're made to touch and to be touched. No other living creature was made to enjoy such closeness, such powerful relationship. You see, human beings are uniquely made for embracing. On the first day of our life, each of us need the human touch. And on the last day of our life, we still need that human touch. But friends, in between those 2 days, how are you and I going to find the courage to be close to another human being? Let me ask you another question. Why do we find heart embracing so difficult? Why are we so protective? I believe that part of the reason is that we haven't understood that loving by its very nature includes pain. Ernest Hemingway expressed this truth in a memorable way when he said, "Life breaks everyone, and afterwards some are strong in the broken places." Friends, being close to another human being nearly always involves brokenness. But what is brokenness in a relationship? Is it weakness? Is it having been beaten into submission? Is it a whimpering nature? And the answer is, of course not. However, it is a realization that you're not always right, that you do some incredibly hurtful things, that you say some incredibly hurtful words, and you have the courage to let the impact of your own wrongs register in your heart. You're able to feel and accept your wounds. Your defenses go down. You become more open, more vulnerable, and as a result, much that is in you gets exposed. And to go on loving means you have to deal with it. Friends, this is a humbling experience, but it's powerful. It's obvious to me that the psalmist recognized the redeeming power of being broken when he wrote in Psalm 51 and verse 8 these words, "Fill me with joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice." Friends, the strength that follows being broken equips a person to handle the blows better. It makes you more resilient and less rigid, and that's important, because rigidity only prepares you for shattering. It has no flexibility. Relationship breaks everyone. And if you approach relationships like a crayfish with your hard shell, then one hard blow will shatter you. That's the peril of the crayfish, and that will be your peril. You see, the choice is between being broken and being shattered, and you and I have that choice in every important relationship in our life. So, when you stop to think about it, brokenness both opens the way for a more powerful closeness and secures us against fatal blows. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had this kind of courageous heart. Oh yes, her heart was broken, pierced through many times, but shattered? Never. She would emerge strong enough to be there for her son, even at the foot of his cross. You see, she knew how to handle the cruel blows of life. Friends, if you can grasp what I've tried to share with you today, then you will be able to find the most incredible closeness known to human beings. No, it isn't easy, but it is the one experience that will let you know that you have really lived. I know that you've all heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I wonder if you understand what it's all about. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a relationship. It means a love relationship with God. It means developing love with your neighbor. It means caring about yourself. And as I've already shared with you today, from our relationships come the greatest human joy and the greatest human pain. Jesus acknowledged this truth when he said, as recorded in John 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." So what shall we do as far as our relationships with others is concerned? We couldn't live without people even if we wanted to. Not really. Instead, we can view every person as valuable. And I urge you to take up this challenge. It's true that relationships won't always work well. Who said they would? However, it's important to keep trying and not skip away and skip from one shallow relationship to another in search of an easy one. If you really want to take up the challenge of Jesus to love your neighbor as yourself, it will mean that you will fight for people, that you will value your relationships more than anything else. Because even when relationships break down, the heart of the fighter is strong, loving, forgiving, and victorious. That's because the broken places in our lives often emerge stronger than they were before the break. Does that seem strange to you? Or does it make a kind of magnificent sense? Friends, you can make your love strong in the broken places if you really want to, and God will help you if you'll let Him.
My father's father worked this land for many years. I took my stand, but the plow is so heavy and I can't hold on to the legacy of the farmer's song. I'll remember the days with the sun on the land, wiping sweat from my brow with a rough, calloused hand, and the smell of the ground, freshly broken and clean, made by one who still gives broken hearts new dreams. Oh Lord, who uses broken things, who through broken clouds gives us sweet, sweet rain, who gives us bread through broken things. Give me what I need, not what I demand. Send me heaven-filled hopes, not earth-made plans. But the plow is so heavy and I can't hold on. Oh Father, who cares? Fill my heart with this song. Oh Lord, who uses broken things, who through broken clouds gives us sweet, sweet rain, who gives us bread from broken grain. Oh Lord, make me stronger through broken things. Oh Lord, make me stronger through broken things.
Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your willingness to give broken hearts new dreams. Please help each of us to keep our self-esteem and do our best during the bad times in a relationship. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you for listening to this program today. We hope that what we have shared with you will help you to make your love strong in the broken places. However, if you are experiencing difficulty in overcoming your brokenness, whatever form that brokenness might take, we invite you to write to Discovering a Better Life for a booklet that would help you. It's called Where Trouble Can't Hurt You, and it's yours without any obligation. Just write to Discovering a Better Life, Post Office Box 1540, Albany 6331. Our phone number is 98418418. Friends, we look forward to sharing more thoughts with you next week. Until then, may God bless you with His comforting love, joy, and peace.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange.